Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said.
Now repeat.
This is Donette Thayer of Game Theory, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, ICRA.
Honey, did you know the Rolf Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just 3 employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lynn Sloniker of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, toot-a-boot, oh, roo.
Welcome to the Cat Club, the Clubhouse News Radio, live on 90.7 FM, live from the Catskill News Clubhouse. I'm here with my other friend, one of my best friends, the ultimate friend, DJ.
Shamoney. And I'm also joined with...
It's DJ Katsu. DJ Fees, what's up, y'all?
We're here to bring you 1 hour of the Word Shop.
Hey, awesome. And that was also, that was Little Richard, Tutti Frutti, right? And he actually just passed recently from COVID-19, so R.I.P. Little Richard.
R.I.P. Little Richard. So right now, we are about to get into our local news and weather, and we will see you after the break. Bye, guys.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The local media is under attack across the country, with reporters getting punched, spat upon, and yelled at while covering news. Locally, several media outlets have closed, and more have laid off and furloughed staff during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Daily Star, the Oneonta-based daily newspaper, announced April 13th it is going from a 6 to 5 day publication in its print and online editions. In March, Ulster Publishing suspended print publication of its newspapers, and the Catskill Mountain News closed. Nonprofit radio station WGXC has lost some community support during the pandemic. The Daily Freeman laid off 4 employees in April. Now Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson has attacked the local media this week on Facebook, complaining about the Register Star calling a candlelight vigil of 200 people he attended a, and I quote, riot, end quote. He wrote, and I quote, "They wonder why people don't trust our local media," end quote. The Register Star later corrected the headline and the online article, but left the riot headline on the URL for the story. But Johnson did not explain why he was attending a gathering of 200 people when that is not allowed in New York under the pandemic. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore was the Register Star's source of the riot report. Johnson did not fire Moore for that, and Moore did not take any action against Johnson for attending the event against the New York on pause orders. Johnson is a volunteer WGXC programmer. You can go to the WGXC newsroom site to hear Johnson's full reaction to the Register Star's story on the May 20th WGXC afternoon show. The news is not all bad for the local media, as demand for coverage is up, but advertising has dropped considerably. Now, though, the Columbia paper announced May 21st that it will receive $5,000 from Google News Initiative's Journalism Emergency Relief Fund, and it will resume publishing its print edition, perhaps as soon as June 4th. The Columbia paper stopped publishing a print edition in March as advertising dried up with most businesses closed. In other coronavirus news, Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said May 21st that public county buildings closures are extended through May 29th. State of emergency remains in effect in Columbia County until June 15th. Columbia County reported 5 more COVID-19 cases May 21st for a total of 358. Greene County announced 7 more coronavirus cases. That's up to 259. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that no one wants to house nursing home residents infected with COVID-19. First, many nursing homes were not being transparent about the reach of the outbreak in their facilities. Now, a new state directive won't let hospitals discharge COVID-19 patients back to nursing homes until they test negative, and hospitals are complaining about the cost. Dr. Fred Vendetti, the hospital general director for Albany Med, says his hospital has racked up 133, and I quote, avoidable days, end quote, which are days when a patient remains in the hospital after they've been medically cleared for discharge. Hospitals get a case rate for most admissions, but that is not based on the number of days a patient is in the hospital. Vendetti said, and I quote, if it continues to grow, that will create its own set of problems for all of us, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued the new directive to hospitals May 10th after weeks of criticism for a March 25th order that said nursing homes couldn't turn away COVID-positive patients. Many nursing home residents have died of coronavirus in New York, and Representative Elise Stefanik has been calling for a federal investigation of Cuomo's nursing home policies. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kenneth C. Crow II and Steve Hughes are reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer County officials May 21st announced that at least two drug overdose deaths occurred in Troy, as well as 30 overdoses around the capital region, all between the afternoon of May 20th and the morning of May 21st. After a potentially lethal batch of cocaine laced with fentanyl was sold to users. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said during a live-streamed press conference, and I quote, "It's something that's unprecedented for all of us," end quote. Officials said detectives are working to trace the cocaine from Troy back to where it originated. Over a 24-hour period, 14 overdoses happened in Troy, 2 in Scanico and 10 in Clifton Park. Officials reported another 2 deaths, but did not detail where they occurred. They said cocaine laced with fentanyl has probably been distributed throughout the greater capital region and into the neighboring states of Massachusetts and Vermont. County officials are asking residents to text Narcan to 21000 to have fentanyl test strips, Narcan, and other materials delivered curbside to their homes without any questions asked. McLaughlin said the county does not condone drug use, but given the situation, the objective is to save lives. Rensselaer and other capital region counties reported an increase in overdoses when the COVID-19 pandemic first arrived in the area. Columbia County reported 17 overdoses in early April, compared to 3 during the same period last year. Greene County had 13, compared to 10 early April of 2019. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for May 22nd. We are 39% of the way through this truly interesting year. 7 a.m. will be the coldest point of the day, coming in at 50 degrees. After that, temperatures climb all the way to 79 degrees by 4 p.m. It gives us life. It also gives us sunburns. UV alerts are up for this region. Protect yourself and the kiddos from that sunlight. Around dark, light rain enters the area, getting stronger through the night as temperatures bottom out at 61 degrees near dawn tomorrow. The rain will continue most of the day with chances for thunder in the morning. Tomorrow's high of 73 occurs at 4 p.m. Rain ends at dark, leaving a nice day on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Pollen levels will be high today. Tomorrow's rain gives you a break, bringing it down to medium levels. Sunday lets the allergens fly again. The next high tides will be at 3:48 p.m. and tomorrow at 3:46 a.m. The next low tides will be at 10:10 a.m. and at 10:03 p.m. Water temperature will be 64 degrees today. Sunset today will be at 7:57 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:27 a.m. Looking way up, we see the Mercury-Venus conjunction to the west this evening. We also have 4 near-Earth objects expected. These will be flying pretty close, coming within the lunar orbit. All of them, however, are puny, the largest of one at 43 meters wide. Solar wind speed is currently 317 kilometers per second at 7.5 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. There have been 20 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
And welcome back to the Clubhouse Youth Radio on 90.7 FM. WGXC.org. I am your host, DJ Popcorn, here with
DJ Shamani.
And also
DJ Katsu.
DJ Phoebs.
And also
Downs.
Chef Downs has joined us, you know what I'm saying, during the break. I thought it would be a nice little surprise.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Cool.
So we've got a few Clubhouse OGs in here.
All right.
Right. Which is great because we're bringing back an old.
We're bringing back an old burden. Just kidding.
Oh, and ouch! Stand by, I hope. Oh, stand by, I hope. You know, it's the word shop, right?
Yeah,
so
I just thought to bring it back because it was just something that we didn't do that often, and that's what really made it special for me. Like, just because not doing it so often, like, I began to miss it. Like, even though it was boring for me, like, I started, like, missing it. And I don't
know. Okay. I mean, that means that it at least held something for you if you started to miss something about it.
You remembered it.
I just remembered
right?
it. I was like, and because at the end, because we have a whole YouTube channel committed to the Word Shop, and you were like, hey, go into the Word Shop. And I'm like, whoa.
It's been a minute.
Like, it just sounds ancient, like the Word Shop. It just sounds like a place where you go to, like, buy words.
School.
Oh, you want to remind our listeners what the Word Shop's all about, for those who may not know?
So the Word Shop is where you express yourself through words, maybe poetry, freestyle rapping, and things of that sort. You know, just getting your word out there.
What does poetry mean to y'all these days? Any important relevance?
Yeah, for me, like, right now, poetry doesn't really hold, like, a super special place in my heart, but, I've always had respect for poetry, like, no matter what, because poetry is, like, it's really how, like, people, like, seek, like, you know, not the sense of attention, but just, like, how people, like, see each other, like, through each other's eyes, like, from different perspectives, like, through the poetry, like, the way they're writing and the way
vibes.
They're flowing with the vibes. And just, like, what they're saying throughout the poetry, just, like, you know, like, how to catch everybody's vibe, things like that. No matter what the poem's about, just, like, catching the understanding is, like, the important part for me. And just, like, and even the sharing part could be hard, too, you know?
It is. It's one of the things that you kind of have to get past as a writer, and speaking for myself, right, is actually sharing your work. So right. We did some writing prompts.
Right, 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 definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And I know, I mean, I could start with kind of what that writing prompt was based off of. Can drop us into that, is that all right? So, we did a writing prompt based off of, there's a novel called Grief is the Thing with Feathers. And as COVID's around, we thought, you know, maybe talking a little bit about life, death, what you're scared of, what you're not scared of,
yes,
might be relevant, right? So, this is an excerpt from a novel by Max Porter. The dad is speaking. Mm. And the crow, there's a crow that has shown up in this book that has appeared after the father's wife has died, leaving him with two sons. Mm. And so he writes a list of things that Crow is not scared of and things that Crow is scared of. And we took that sort of form and did our own versions of those poems. And I know DJ Popcorn, you and Shimani did kind of one as... kind of did two halves of it, right? Like, yeah, did not scared and is scared of.
Yeah, like, we did a one-in-one kind of thing, you know? Like, cause, mm-hmm. like, with this format, I seen that it was like, oh, like, things that this person is not scared of and things that, like, you know, even, like, things, like, that's not scared of, things that they are scared of. Mm-hmm. And, like, we took that into perspective and we're like, you know, what if we, like, split it up half and half and we go, you know, like, we're two different people, so why don't we just, like, show it from two different perspectives? Of, like, mm-hmm. what we are scared of, what we're not scared of, and just, like, show how, like, we're, like, two different people, in a sense, you know? Just, like, how we differentiate and just, like, how we are different to, like, through other people's eyes, like, how they might see us through this poem, mm-hmm. so, you know?
Interesting, okay. So, do y'all want to start, or would you like me to do the one that I did, and then y'all go?
Okay, so, I'll go first, just because,
okay,
you know,
you did the not scared of, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Things DJ Popcorn is not scared of. Food, doing radio shows or live broadcasts, funny people, vibes, concrete, and people who are wearing masks. And I'm also not scared of God, and nor am I scared of masks. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And DJ Shaw Money's turn.
Yep.
Things that Wolf is scared of. Life. Emotions, attacks, anxiety, change, lost time, false hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can y'all talk about maybe the, and I heard DJ Popcorn say, you know, that y'all are two different people, but
right.
DJ Shimani, can you talk about why you chose Wolf, maybe, instead of Crow?
'Cause whenever I think of animals, the first thing that always, like, popped in my mind that's, like, a different version of me, like, I would say, like, something that's free, like, I guess I could say a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Something that shares similar interests and, like, same behaviors as you.
Yeah.
Like, things that you act as or seem to be.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I get you.
Or, like, desire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or, like, right. Sort of like if you were an animal, what would you be kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. I get it.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Chef Downs, since you're here with us, do you have, like, you know, things you're not scared of, things you are scared of?
Spotlight. I like it.
Nice.
Things that I'm not scared of. I'm not scared of failure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid to put myself out there. I'm not afraid to come last place. I'm not afraid to lose. Things that... What's the next question?
Things that you are scared of.
Scared. Death.
Mm-hmm.
My vegetables still.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the truth, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, yeah. And I don't know, I would say love. I feel like love is one thing that we want, but that also is like the first thing that really destroys us.
Yo, heard.
Definitely. And one thing that like always has scared me, like throughout my years, even as like a youngin. Like I just like always thought about like life after death, like what's gonna happen, like once my body drops, like am I done? Like do I get like a reincarnation? Like I've always wondered what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So that's just like some of the mysteries like I've always had. Like, and you know what I'm saying, I can't really talk to dead people because I don't be on the Ouija board type stuff.
So. We don't play that. We don't play that around no, here. And Downs, can I ask you real quick, what animal would you choose? Or I mean, I know, you know, and DJ Popcorn, I hear you. Humans are animals, which is why you chose to stay with that. Downs, would you choose to stay with an animal or a human as an animal, or is there somebody else?
There's something else.
Like, somebody, depending on your ideas.
Like, I wouldn't want to be anybody else but myself, but, like, an inanimate object I would like to be is a Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart?
A Pop-Tart. Mm. Because just think about it. Like, there's so many...
Yeah, but what would Downs be?
Oh, okay.
I'll be a lion.
Word.
Okay.
They're prideful, but they protect their family. And the only... Kings. You feel me? They're kings.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, yeah, and for me, the like reason that. The reason I chose a Pop-Tart was because like the Pop-Tart can be made in so many different ways and just like so many different flavors. Like you never know what's gonna happen next, and you know what I'm saying. It may be made by like a manufacturing company, but you know why not be a Pop-Tart?
Why not be GMOs, right?
Right.
Yo. Why not be GMOs? Shut down. No. Get it.
No. Just why not?
Yeah, I feel like you're more an alpha dude, you know.
Word.
You're not just a regular Pop Tart, man.
Yeah. Like I like to stand out from the crowd, like I'm the cinnamon from the strawberry.
Feel me?
No pause.
You're the key ingredient to the pie. You always gotta tell yourself that, huh?
Word.
I got another question for DJ Shaw Money about your piece. I'm curious, like, and this is for anybody, but like. When we take a minute, when we allow ourselves to think about ourselves through something else, and wolf or lion, I did mine as hawk, but I still feel like each of us are speaking about ourselves. But like, I don't know, how does it feel like your ability to be vulnerable to share what's real when you use like this form versus if we'd just been like, hey, what are you scared of? Like, do you feel like you had a more honest conversation with yourself or were able to like ask, like talk about, think about the question different when it was like through the lens of wolf instead of through the lens of you really directly?
It really depends on like what vibe I'm feeling, where I'm at. Cause like, if I'm by myself and like I'm chilling and like I zone out, like that's like me going through like different scenarios in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it for me too. Like, I'm like a more like persevering kind of person. Like if I don't get it right the first time, I'm obviously going to want to get it right the second time, and I'm not going to want your help because I want to learn it, but then at the same time like I want to like do it by myself because then I want to have like to say like the I'm the first person to do this. Yeah. Like I did this by myself. Like I bet you can't do this. Like just having like it's not mostly about the bragging rights, just like being able to say that I did it.
I know what you mean.
And I'm also a person that overthinks things.
Yeah, like it'll be like a simple math equation. It could be like 2 + 2, and then I'll be like, no, but there's a missing factor. Like I swear, like there's more to it than just 2 + 2. Like,
so you would say you're in your head a lot.
Yeah, like I like it could be like the smallest of things. Like I'll see a rock on the floor and I'll start thinking about it. Like this could be a trap. This could be something. This could be something. Like it could not be a rock. This could be a candy. Like you know, just like the most random thoughts popping in my head. Like when I see things, like just trying to like catch the vibe of things instantly is weird for me.
Well, me, I think of it like a world perspective. Like
right,
where did this rock come from?
Yeah,
what put this rock together?
Mm-hmm.
So you think
who decided to name the Milky Way the Milky Way? Like.
The travel, the travel of that object. Yeah, I know what you mean. The depth of it.
Like, how do we actually know what space looks like? Like, how do we know it wasn't like, I don't know, like VR? Like,
yeah. Right? Like, how do we have toe tips and can tiptoe, and we have fingertips but can't fingertip?
What?
So Plato has an idea, and it's the idea of the table, that there is no table that is actually a table, right? That the physical manifestation of a thing can never touch what the idea of a thing is, right? So it's like,
yeah.
So that kind of feels similar to what you're talking about, The Rock. Like, is The Rock a rock, or is The Rock simply an idea of a rock?
Right. Is it a pebble?
I do have one thing to say.
Mm-mm.
That you know that you're actually never alone in a room.
Oh yeah? How so?
Because you're in the room.
Huh?
Like you're actually like you're never alone in a room.
I really never thought about that.
That's curious. That kind of makes me stop and think about what it means to be lonely. Mm-hmm. If your definition right now is like you're never alone, right? You're always with somebody. It's
right,
you
by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a good, segue into our next half hour.
Yeah.
To talk a little bit about loneliness. We have a poem coming up from Claudia Rankin.
Yeah, would love one of y'all will jump on reading that, maybe with me or with each other, but we can come after the news break, figure out how we want to share that piece, because it's a dialogue about loneliness. So it'd be fun to do it with more than one person, but we could share that and have a conversation about what it means to be alone or lonely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, right. Maybe bring us out of the song break, hit the news, and we'll come back in with some poetry.
But I do want to say before we cut out to this quick news break, shout out to WGXC for making this radio program possible. And also, please donate to WGXC because, you know, just to keep the young voices of the youth alive. And if you just like to hear very great radio shows that we all put our hard work and tears into to, you know, give you guys some good content during the coronavirus pandemic. And just making sure that everybody feels great and is okay during these times. So, before we go into the news break, you will listen to, like, maybe 2 or 3 minutes of Jadakiss, Toast to That, featuring Fred the Godson.
And just a quick shout-out to Fred the Godson. He recently also passed from COVID-19. Jadakiss is, as far as I know, still with us. But shout-out to Fred the Godson.
R.I.P.
Also, we can hear out the whole song before the news comes in. That's an option. We could. That'd be cool. I don't know.
Cool. I'll
maybe
just play it. I'll just play it. Just
all right. Cool.
All right. See you on the other side.
See you on. See you guys. Peace.
Up. I want to thank y'all for coming out to this gangster celebration. Out with the old and with the new. Cheers.
Cheers.
Jadakiss. Break the guys. Remote the hand maker. No way.
So let's toast to that.
Gangster celebration.
So let's toast to that.
Celebration.
Let's toast to that.
Toast to the street life. This is how we eat, right? Strip hard, strish bars. Gotta keep the heat tight. Toast to the connect. Cheers to the cheap price. Toast to those too foul, avoiding the 3 strikes. New range, the cash we took. I threw shoes on the sport, it cut athlete's foot. The guard flashed the gem. I nicknamed your girl Kim. Cause every time the car dash, she in. Yeah, I used to scrape the plate. What? Brillo. Had the head swinging back and forth. What? Willow. Cops tried to ban me from the court. What? Billow. Rally. Still with his girl, but he knows she ain't a dime. I can see that cellulite-ish. Those are just dimes. I can see they cellulite-ish. Fred the God, Jadakiss, was close to that. Now let's toast to that.
So let's toast cheers, to that.
Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from
toast
me.
To that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all. This is toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
Gangster celebration.
So let's toast to that.
Gangster celebration.
Let's toast to that.
Uh-oh. Still squeezing the juice out of the headphones.
Yeah, yo, put your bottles in the air and make noise with them. Send your girls to the rear and let my boys hit them. 50 large, all hundreds, Chip Ahoy's with them. Cash, full length minks on, all the toys with them. For those not here, for those still employed with them. We celebrating the times we enjoyed with them. Yes. In a way, a part of me was destroyed with them. Try talking to the Lord, I get annoyed with them. Fiends take a hit and feel like Floyd hit them. Mayweather. It was never beef, everything was soy with them. Ex-rhythm hunter, used to enjoy rhythm. Yeah. As the years went by, he learned more wisdom. Always kept cigars and burned more lism. We all die, the object is to avoid prison. Yeah, if you ain't paying respect, then you supposed to. Cause that's really something to toast.
Yeah. So let's toast to that.
Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got
let's
it from
toast
me.
To that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all, this is toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
Gangsta celebration.
So let's toast to that.
Gangsta celebration.
Yeah.
Yo, watch who you around if you in between the streets. May all your ups and downs be in between the sheets.
Cheers.
It's only two choices, the powder or the hard, son. Jay to the forefather and Fred the godson.
Jay the kid's top five, Fred is the future. Yeah, it's about to get ugly, Medusa. Life's still a b- when I spit, I seduce her. Toast from the balls to the shoes.
So let's toast to that.
Yeah,
just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from
toast
me.
To that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. Say for y'all, this is a toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
Gangsta celebrate.
Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from me.
To that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all, this is toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
Gangsta celebration.
So let's toast to that.
Gangsta celebration.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education May 19th accepted the resignation of Superintendent Jason Thompson. Thompson was hired in December and began working in the district in February. In a statement on the district website, Thompson said in part, and I quote, "Please know I did not come to this decision lightly, and I have made it for family health and personal reasons. My family is still in Delhi, New York, and I need to be present for them right now during these uncertain and challenging times. I will, of course, continue my commitment to Ichabod Crane through the end of June," end quote. The district has seen a parade of superintendents in the last year. Thompson succeeded interim Superintendent Lee Burdock, who moved into the district's top spot in July of 2019. Before Burdock, Assistant Superintendent Suzanne Guntlow led the district for a few months in the spring of 2019, after then-Superintendent Michael Vanuel resigned as a result of a DWI arrest in June. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson City Treasurer Heather Campbell, May 19th, provided the Finance Committee of the Hudson Common Council a year-to-date comparison of city revenue for the first 4 months of 2019 and 2020. The city recorded a 33% drop in parking revenues since this time last year. Earlier this year, the Common Council voted to raise the meter rate on Warren Street from 25 cents to 50 cents per hour. Mayor Kamal Johnson, March 18th, suspended parking fees citywide, except at the meters in the Front Street Municipal Lot. The city will resume collecting parking fees citywide June 1st. While there has been a 43% decline in building and plumbing permits, Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said permits are on hold, so there may be a buildup of applications that would bring in closer to normal revenue when the process resumes. Campbell outlined two non-property tax budget estimates for the rest of the year. In a low-impact scenario, the city's losses are estimated between 10% and 15%. Under the high-impact projections, loss of revenue is estimated between 16% and 23%. Campbell's report included outlining revenues for parking, lodging taxes, building plumbing permits, and sales tax. And she characterized Treasurer P.J. Keller as optimistic. Even without the pandemic, there is strain on the city's finances, she said. The city's unassigned fund balance fell by more than $436,000 between 2018 and 2019. Campbell said, and I quote, "That's obviously not great. Wouldn't be great if we were going into a normal year, but especially not great now going into a coronavirus world of finance," end quote. Johnson has asked department heads to cut their budgets by 5 and 10%. Note, Johnson and DiPietro are WGXE volunteer programmers, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Kinderhook Town Supervisor Patsy Leader said Club Life Health and Fitness in Belasia has remained open despite receiving orders from the Code Enforcement Department to shut down. The town will let Kinderhook Town Court handle the matter from here on, Leader said. He said, and I quote, "I think we did what we had to do thus far," end quote. The town of Kinderhook Code Enforcement Officer Wayne Voss ordered the business to stop operating as a gym and fitness center until current executive orders are lifted. Club Life owner Alex Rosenstrach was also served an appearance ticket for violating the governor's executive orders and the state public health law. Rosenstrach has been a proponent of quickly reopening businesses for weeks. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said enforcement can be carried out by any law enforcement agency that has jurisdiction. Cuomo introduced a four-phase plan for reopening regions that qualify. Mabb said, and I quote, "I think there's a reason why gyms are phase four, because they're very germy places. It's easy for the virus to spread in gyms because people are breathing hard, and it's probably hard to wear a mask when you're working out," end quote. Mabb encouraged the gym's members to stay home. He said although he is having trouble working out at home, if his gym opened tomorrow, he would continue to stay home. He said, and I quote, "There's no way I would go to that gym. That's just the perfect place for the virus to breed," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union. The drama Ella the Ungovernable by Hudson resident David McDonald will receive a virtual staged reading next week with a cast participating from around the country. Play tells the story of the time jazz artist Ella Fitzgerald spent as a teen at the New York Training School for Girls in Hudson. The work had its world premiere in February at the Valencia Community Theater. Plans to bring the production to other theaters in the capital region, as well as New York City, were ended by the shutdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, it is being presented as part of the Theater for the New Cities on-the-air program of staged readings created via the Zoom video conferencing platform. McDonald said actors will be connected from locations in Chicago, New York City, Princeton, New Jersey, Fort Worth, Texas, as well as Chatham Theater veteran Eddie Allen and WGXC-FM's Philip Grant. Grant is the only cast member returning from the February production. McDonald chose to fictionalize the story because little is known about the time Fitzgerald spent at the training school. Fitzgerald, who died in 1996, refused to discuss the matter. Ella the Ungovernable will be performed live at 7 p.m. Thursday, May 28th, and may be viewed on TNC's website and the YouTube channel. You can read the full story in the Times Union. That wraps up the WGXC News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself.
Welcome
at the clubhouse.
Back,
no judgment.
It's
at the clubhouse.
Your boy, DJ.
No drama at the clubhouse.
Here, we accompany
you at the clubhouse. Got field chips.
DJ Shop Money. And we are
clubhouse.
Back with
DJ
another
TV
segment.
At the pinch your own wall
so,
at the
DJ Kansu.
TV at the clubhouse.
Hey, can you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if there's music playing under us.
No,
but...
I just turned it off.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
What's up? Yeah, DJ Kansu here with
DJ Phoebs.
Hey, yo. So, yeah, we were talking about loneliness right before the break.
Right.
And Claudia, so there's a book called Citizen, and no...
Yeah, this piece, Citizen, is not the one that this reading
no,
is
No, this
from.
Is from Don't Let Me Be Lonely, which is actually the American lyric, right?
They're both an American lyric.
Oh,
she
cool.
uses that for multiple books.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a black poet.
Claudia Rankine is like kind of, has this kind of amazing blend of what might feel like kind of a more traditional poetry flow and then what can oftentimes feel more like a personal narrative that I find in a lot of black poetry that it crosses genres in these particular ways that makes them really powerful. Like, I think of James Baldwin, I think of like poetic writers in some ways.
Poetic prose.
Yeah, poetic prose. Thank you. There we go. And yeah, so I don't know. This piece I pulled out has spoken to me because it's a time to reflect on loneliness, you know, in life. When we closed out, DJ Shamani had made a kind of profound statement, I think kind of jokingly, right? But it's like, I don't know, what was it? It was, if you're never...
You're never alone in a room,
you're
right?
You're never alone in a room.
Because...
Right. You always have yourself.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, it made us think about loneliness, but I don't know if... You know, if either one of you have this poem in front of you, it starts with
I
felt it too.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. Bubba, would you want to read either the black or the red lines back and forth?
I mean, DJ Shamani, you want to do this?
Can you see it? That'd be great.
You want to join in?
I can't.
It's hard to see probably from where you're sitting, right?
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
All right, so well, what
do you
think, DJ Popcorn? You and I can see it. We could go back and forth.
Yeah, do you want to do the black and I'll do the red or something?
Sure. All right, that sounds good. All right, so this is, you know, full disclaimer, we're taking some liberty translating this from the page to us speaking back and forth as two people, like we're in a dialogue. There's a dialogue happening, but maybe it's her with herself,
okay.
Right? Maybe it's another person, but we'll do our translation. So, okay.
Right, like the convo back and forth between herself and her
conversation. Right.
Okay.
About loneliness. So, all right, here we go. I felt it too.
The loneliness?
I let it happen.
By feeling?
By not feeling.
That's too much.
Like dying?
Maybe, or death is second.
Second to what?
To loneliness.
Define loneliness.
Define loneliness?
Yes.
It's what we can't do for each other.
What do we mean to each other?
What does a life mean?
Why are we here if not for each other?
Life is a form of hope.
If you are hopeful.
Maybe hope is the same as breath, part of what it means to be human and live, and alive.
Or maybe hoping is the same as waiting. It can be futile.
Waiting for what?
for a life to begin.
I'm here.
And I'm still lonely. All right. Well, okay. Any thoughts on that piece?
I think that was
pretty deep, man.
It was okay.
Okay, so anybody got thoughts on that in the room? You guys, DJ Kansu?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean, like, if somebody says, like, they always feel alone in a room full of people? Would that be, like, depression or... I don't want to throw no labels out there and, right. like, you know, come at nobody, but that's like an honest question.
Sure. Yeah. DJ Shaman, you got something on that?
Yeah.
Well, me personally, I feel like it's like when you're like, you're in a room full of a whole bunch of people, and I felt it like probably a couple of times. Like, right. like when you're in like a room with a bunch of people, and like they're happy, but you show a front off to like make it seem like you're happy, but you're truly not deep down inside. So you put on a fake face and you act like you're happy,
right.
but truthfully mm-hmm. deep down you're not. But then you're just in your own mind drifting away saying, well, why am I here? What is this? What am I doing? Right. Why am I in this group full of people that actually don't understand me?
But you just don't let the internal sadness take over in a sense, which you put in, like put on the face, the fake face, as you said. Basically just like installing a new version of yourself that you're not, you know, just to like impress other people, which you also shouldn't do. Like if you feel a certain way, like, you know, like express yourself maybe through like music, poetry. And that's sort of what the workshop is for, so we can, like, you know, maybe, like, get some opinions out there, freestyle raps, how we're feeling, poems, like, you know, just, like, things like that. And also, if you guys want more workshop, you know, just let us know at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. DJ Kansu, tell them again.
Yeah, that's ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go back to DJ Shamani's point, because to me, I don't know, like, DJ Chef Downs is saying, what is the word for that feeling? Is that depression? And, like, in that case, what I was hearing is just feeling invisible, feeling like you might be there. You may not even be depressed about your plate, but it's just like... Right. Either because you don't feel safe expressing it or because people literally can't see it for themselves, that you're walking through space in a way that's, you just can't be fully present, can't be fully visible. And, like, that can be a very, very lonely feeling. I think about, like, you know, we're carrying around a grief that no one else can touch, you know? That can be a really... isolating experience, right? You can walk through a room and that kind of feeling of no one else can quite touch where I'm at. And I think that facade, the fact that we can put up that facade around us just speaks to, like, you know, it can be hard to be our authentic selves in the world all the time.
Or maybe you meant like your body is there, but like your mental, in the sense, like you're like your entire, like your, the mental piece of it is like, it's not all like there, and you're really not like expressing yourself in such ways that you know that you should be, and like your body just doesn't feel the same that it would if you were actually happy.
All right, I kind of started grabbing. Mm-hmm. I started grabbing the base of it.
Cool.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I don't know if it's cleared up. It's like I feel like the best questions don't have simple answers. So it's a good question that we could probably talk about for a long time.
Being alone doesn't necessarily have to mean being lonely. Like, those are not the same thing. Like, one is a physical state, one's a mental state, like y'all were saying.
And, you know, and like back again to DJ Shamani dropping so much knowledge today, right? But like, you talk about how if you're in the room with yourself, technically you're not alone. And maybe we start to feel lonely with ourselves when we can't. I don't know. I'm curious if you feel this way. Like, over time, if you're in spaces that make you feel invisible, don't see the true you, do you start to feel invisible to yourself, too?
I don't know.
I feel like I dull down.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Mental state, like, you go deeper and deeper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, like, for me, like, you just never truly know how a person feels by an expression. Like, for me, like, an expression really means nothing. It's like the actions or like how people have acted around you previously, or like, you know,
maybe some of the dialogue they may use, like, towards you or with you, maybe against you sometimes, is, like, how you really, like, grasp, like, how a person, like, you know, really is, or, you know, if someone's feeling sad or happy, or, like, even if you've known that person for many years, like, you know, you may not know what's going on that's new in their life, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's an important thing to take away, right? It's like, put ourselves in the shoes of somebody else, right? How many times have we been a person in a room who's made somebody else feel invisible, right? Like, right. Roles shift, so it's, I think that shift in awareness, like you're talking about, maybe creates more space for things to be held. And then on the flip side, there are going to be moments when that's just how it is, that there are things within us that feel untouchable, and that's where it's like having the ability to like stay with ourselves, to like know how to start to make ourselves visible a little bit at a time to people slowly, you know, to not feel isolated in it, and to not feel like just because no one else can see our pain or suffering doesn't make it invalid, doesn't make it not real, doesn't mean we should shut ourselves down about it, right?
Right.
I want to drop one more poem on y'all before we go. We've read some Terrence Hayes before. I don't know if y'all remember the Golden Shovel that we worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, born 1971 in South Carolina. And this is from American Sonnets for My Past and Future Assassin. And a sonnet is a 14-line poem written in iambic pentameter, which means that there's 10 syllables per line. Right, and so this kind of goes to thinking about like the different reasons that people can feel lonely or be very or done with things, right? And so he starts this. It's and it kind of speaks also to the list poems that y'all did. So I'm gonna read this for y'all, and then maybe we can do like 2 minutes of what y'all think about it. So, by Terrence Hayes, Arians, Betty Crocker, Betty Levette, Blowfish, Briar Bushes, Bubbas, Buckras, Archie Bunkers, Bullhorns, Bullwhips, Bullets, All Cancers Kill Me, Car Crashes, Cavemen, Chakras, Crackers, Discord, Dissonance, Doves, Elvis, Ghosts, The Grim Reaper Herself, A Heart Attack While Making Love, Hangman, Hillbillies Exist, Lilies, Martha Stewart's, Mayflower Maniacs, Money Grubbers, Gwen Brooks, The Mother, My Mother's Bipolar is Bacon, Pancakes Kill Me, Phonies, Dead Roaches, Big Roaches and Smaller Roaches, The Sheepish, Snakes, All Seven Seas, Snow, Avalanches, Swan Songs, Sciatica, Killer Wasps, Yeehaws, You, Now and Then, Disease.
And that
so,
was
yeah,
poems
Terrence Hayes
with DJ Khonsu at 6:54.
Everything that he said in there that was like kind of like a weapon, they were always man-made.
Right.
Just
want to put that out there.
That's a good name.
Not gonna lie. Everything he basically said just reminded me of 2020, truthfully.
Yeah, really. That, it really just,
killer wasp, diseases.
It really just spoke 2020 into existence, right?
Yep.
There.
Right, and it's...
He knew about 2020 before 2020 happened.
Prophetic poetry.
Right. When did he come out with this poem?
So this is... You said who wrote? It was Terrence Hayes.
Like,
what year did it come out?
Oh, this came out in 2018.
Oh, okay. So,
like, 2 years ago, still in the... Trump era.
That was nice.
Right.
He predicted the future. Oh, wow.
Killer wasps. Wow.
Right. Y'all heard about the killer wasps.
Yeah.
Yep. But, I mean, this poem kind of speaks to that list thing. There's these lists of all the different things that could ever be wrong. And also ideas of what kills you can also be different. Right. Like Arians, Betty Crocker, Betty Levette. Like the first three. Right. Arians.
Yeah,
like, I mean, white supremacy. Betty Crocker, bad cake for you.
Right.
And Betty Levette was a soul singer, actually. And so different ways of what being killed can mean. So that also goes to, like, the double meanings of how words can be read that y'all were talking about. But
I
just wanted to drop that on y'all before the end.
That was nice. That actually was really nice.
Yeah, I heard something about snakes in there.
Yeah, the line was roaches, the sheepish, snakes, all seven seas, snow avalanches, swan songs, sciatica, killer wasp, yeehaws, you, now and then, disease. And these are all things that kill him.
Yeehaw.
Terrence says. Yeehaws? Is that a question of what yeehaws are?
Yes.
Think extreme. I mean, my understanding is like racist sort of language or people who
cowboys.
Do that,
right? Like cowboys, as in yeehaw.
I mean, I guess a certain type of cowboy or a certain type of way of being spoken to.
So, like